Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, he is the greater in the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In today's Gospel, our Lord teaches us to whom the kingdom of heaven is intended, and that is meant for those who are like little children. It means that heaven is meant for those who are childlike in heart, namely simple, believing, and humble. Heaven is not meant for those who are childish, namely stubborn, selfish, and used to have it their own way. Today is the feast of a saint who was perfection in the childlike following of Jesus, namely Saint Therese of Lisieux. Her way was summarized by Pope Benedict XV as spiritual childhood, by which the Pope meant a trust in God and blind abandonment into his hands. Whenever a Christian child puts his trust to God, he can both obtain grace to achieve every good and also avoid every evil. Saint Therese lived in France in late 1800s, and she was the youngest of five girls. Her greatest wish in life was to become a Carmelite nun in the same monastery where her two sisters lived already. She wanted to enter when she would turn 15, and because she was sure that Jesus wanted her to spend her life loving him alone. But the age limit of entering the monastery was 21. So she went to the office of her bishop with her father on one rainy day and put her request of joining the Carmelite monastery before the bishop. Just before the interview, Therese had put up her hair, thinking this would make her look a little bit older. This amused the bishop, and he never spoke about Therese in later years without telling this little ploy of hers. "You are not yet 15, and you wish to do this?" the bishop questioned. "I wished it since the dawn of reason," young Therese declared. Also, the support of her father amazed this bishop. His Excellency had never seen this type of support before. He remarked, "A father as eager to give his child to God as this child was eager to offer herself to him." Although charmed by her, the bishop did not immediately grant Therese's request. He wanted time to consider it, and advised her and her father that he would write them regarding the decision. But Therese had already planned that should the bishop fail her, she would go to the Pope himself. The Pope is the leader of the Catholic Church, and she knew everyone would have to do as the Pope says. So in November 1887, she went to Italy with her father and sister with a group of French pilgrims. They saw many great places in Rome and were then said that they would also see Pope Leo XIII. They were told that it was forbidden to speak as this would prolong the meeting too much. Saint Therese turned toward her sister Celine for advice, and she only told her to speak. And a moment later, Saint Therese was there at the Holy Father's feet. Lifting her tear-filled eyes to his face, she cried out, "Most Holy Father, I have a great favor to ask you. Holy Father, permit me to enter Carmel at the age of 15." The priest of the leader of the French pilgrimage stared stonily at this bold little girl in surprise and displeasure. "Most Holy Father," the priest said coldly, "this is a child who wants to enter Carmel at the age of 15. The superiors are considering the matter at the moment." "Well, my child," Pope Leo replied, "do what the superiors tell you." Resting her hands on the Pope's knees, Therese made a final effort, saying, "O Holy Father, if you say yes, everybody will agree." The Pope gazed at her, speaking these words and stressing each syllable, "Well, well, you will enter if God wills it." Therese did not want to leave the Holy Father's presence, so the papal guards had to lift her up and carry the tearful young girl to their door. But as it happened, the bishop gave his permission, and just like Pope Leo had assured little Therese, God's will was done, and she became a Carmelite nun. Dear children, you study religion a lot and go to Holy Mass every day in this school so that you would learn to do God's will in your own life. And as you heard in today's Gospel and in the life of Saint Therese, you have to oftentimes humble yourself or even cry before God's will is done. Ask yourself, do you ever argue with your brothers or sisters, or even with your parents, and use every trick in the book to get your will to be done? Or do you want to be preferred over your companions within your friends or at school? As often as this temptation to pride arises in your heart, remember the words of the Pope to Saint Therese, "Well, my child, do what the superiors tell you." No matter how old you grow, if you stay like a childlike, humble follower of Jesus, God's will, it will be done. And you know that His will is that you go to heaven. Since you pray God's will to be done every day in the Our Father, remember also to live according to His will, and promise never to be proud, saying, "I will not be proud. Humble Jesus, I will follow thee." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.